Today is the Sunday of the paralytic. A man paralyzed for 38 years is waiting to be cured by the pool of Bethesda that is stirred by the angel. And when Jesus asks him the question, "Do you want to be healed?" instead of giving an answer, he begins to complain and say, "I don't have anyone to help me." But he forgets that the Lord God is there all the time, willing to help. And if you have a good and nice character, people will want to help you. If you always complain, people will gradually run away from you. It's easy to be blind to oneself. There's a story of a woman whose husband was already on in years, and it was getting difficult for him to drive. But being as most men are, he was stubborn, and he went on one of the freeways, and his wife called him and said, "Dear, I heard on the news that there's a driver going the wrong way. Please get off the freeway." And in a panic, the husband said over the wireless phone, "One guy, it seems like there are hundreds of people going the wrong way." Obviously, he was the one going the wrong way, not the other people. Sometimes when we live our life, we get so used to the things that we do that we don't get creative. We don't get critical of our own actions, not in a bad way, but in a good way, to go over our speech patterns, our thought patterns, our habitual ways of doing and saying things, and say, "Is there something I could change? Is there something that I can do different?" And to hope that God and my friends can help me. There is a reason why Jesus founded the church, to remind us that we are not alone. We are called to help one another. There's a beautiful song from the 80s that begins with the following words: "Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere." It sounds a little sad at the beginning, but the title of the song is "Don't Stop Believing." Never stop believing that you can be better, that things can be better, that the government can be better, that we as Christians are people of hope, people providing an opportunity for things to get better. I've been reading a book about the Wright brothers, and the interesting things about Orville and Wilbur Wright is that they never finished high school. They were people who ran a printing press and then a bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio. But they never gave up. They crashed their gliders. People laughed at them and said, "What do you mean you're trying to discover that human beings can really fly?" In fact, in 1903, when they finally flew their powered airplane, no one even noticed. It wasn't until 1908, when the French people invited them to France, that they became famous. So think of these men, how they gradually, with no education, but with perseverance, persistence, they never gave up. I admire people who have the courage of their dreams, because the church is like that. We're not a museum for saints. We're a hospital for sinners. And sometimes people give up too much or too early on the community. Did you ever notice that people that go to bars are very resilient? They can get yelled at, they can get beat up, and they never say, "I'm going to stop going to bars." But for churches, people say, "Oh, the priest looked at me crooked, someone yelled at me, I'm never going to church again." Never happens in bars. They get beat up, they get yelled at, they keep on going because they know how important friendship is. Also alcohol, but friendship. How important friendship is. The church is that community of friendship where we support one another. Too early, people say, look at that failure. Look at that hypocrite. I would like to read at the end of this small homily a quotation from Theodore Roosevelt. It's unusual, and I usually don't read these kinds of quotations, but it's important because it provides that hope that never give up trying. This is the quotation. It is not the critic who counts, but the man who points out how strong, nor the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the person who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who fails, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the good thing, who knows great enthusiasm and great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows, in the end, the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory or defeat. The church is that place where you become an innovator of your life. You solve your problems with the community and with God. People think religion is just living your life by what somebody else said. It's actually the contrary. What Jesus gave us was a plan. He gave us some words to inspire us. But every Christian life is different. Every situation is different. Religion is not playing a part someone else has written for you. It is the most innovative and problem-solving way to live, where you become the dream. And everything that you tried and everything that you failed at or succeeded at will never be as important as the person you have become. Christ is risen.